Good morning, Dave Clements here with my friend Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend, with the WaterWise Tip of the Week. This week, what's really going on here? That's the title. I got to tell you, I ask myself that several times a day.
Really?
What's really going on here? But let's talk about water, how this one relates.
That's right. So what we're talking about today relates to our summer efforts tackling water waste in the City of Bend. And, you know, a big focus for us and a primary sticking point for our program is, you know, water being sprayed into the streets and roadways. Just, you can't justify putting drinking water into the road when it's intended for plants or for human consumption, right? Those are our two primary uses, I would say, that we're using this water for. So it's just, it's not justifiable. You can remedy it, but it does take a deeper look into things to find the root cause. And so that's kind of the point of today's tip is, sometimes that 30-mile drive-by isn't going to tell you everything you need to know about a solution to the problem.
Sure.
And so I want to highlight kind of the reasons for this. Sometimes they can be hard to find the root cause, but 9 times out of 10, when we're going through these cases and working with customers, the problem really comes down to unmaintained irrigation or a bad design, right? The maintenance issues are relatively easy to fix. They include tilted or sunken sprinklers, maybe a broken or leaking sprinkler that's like a one-time fix, right? You go in there, you make the adjustment, and things get better. Designs are a little bit harder to fix, but, you know, they can include bad sprinkler placement or the wrong size sprinkler or wrong pattern that leads to that overspray or that issue of water in the street. And they typically are a little bit more extensive in the work they take to fix them, right? We're digging up a piece of the irrigation system and maybe cutting and gluing pipe to remedy that. So a little bit more investment in that. The point I wanted to get across is a lot of times that's what it takes to permanently remedy that. And, we can try these other things of making, you know, adjustments at the nozzle to a certain point. But sometimes we've got to deal with that bad design in retrospect and actually make some physical changes. So that's what we work with the customers on of how to identify what's the root cause and, any resources that we can provide to maybe offset some of the cost. Because we realize, hey, like some of this work, there's a price component to that.
Sure.
And not everybody can afford that. So we try to work with the customers for an amicable solution. And ultimately, the goal is to get water where we need it, which is on our plants, keeping a healthy landscape, and for human consumption.
Sure. You've got more tips on your website.
We do. So if you're interested in, you know, any of the programs that we might bring to the table through this, or you're just not aware of our code or what efforts we're doing out there, to preserve our water in our water system, you can find that on our website, which is waterwisetips.org.